This is Nickleby with the BelowTopSecret.com response to the e-gender issue. Thank you everyone for your great replies. They've been really interesting to listen to. Mr. Whoopi, your podcast had me in stitches. I love that you saw me as this bald man behind a desk. That's priceless. Thank you for that. No, seriously, my avatar for a while was Jorge Luis Borges. Was my favorite author, and any confusion is an honor, really. The master of the metaphysical, absolutely. Hello, my green friend. You know through past discussion with me that I see you as green. If you had to pin me down, I would say that I probably did see you more as feminine than masculine. And this was not just based on intellect, although I think that had part of it, had something to do with it partially. I think more in your case, it was based on the package. The whole package of your personality, and you're very balanced, and you're a natural mediator, and peaceful, and harmonious. Your personality is harmonious, and I think that this, and the intellect issue, contributed to my assumption of your feminine qualities. When you unveiled your sexuality, I mean your gender on TKA, I was not the only one surprised. It's interesting to hear you say that you chose your nickname based on a need to be ambiguous. I have done the same. I've had really unpleasant experiences in the past with nicknames that end in Y. And there's a huge difference between how people respond to you if your nickname is Bambi or Fred. So there has been a conscious effort to blur the lines, so to speak. In terms of podcasts changing the way we view gender, it remains to be seen. I think putting a voice, as Kennifer said, to your thoughts is, it takes a mystery out of it, but also it now gives you an extra dimension of a person, and definitely gender has now something to do with it. So, Thomas Crown, thank you for your reply as well. I think it is confusing, and sometimes I also wish people would be clear, but I also like the fact that I don't know. And that people don't know how to treat me one way or the other, and so they just treat me as a person. My last point is, as Lynn alluded to, when dealing with biases and perceptions that we ourselves bring to the issue of whether or not someone's male or female, it's really interesting to analyze these things within us, as I think most of us try to suppress in an effort to treat everyone equally. But it's interesting how they creep up, regardless, and make their way into our conversations and our thoughts. And I think more than admitting to it, though, or denying even, that we have these prejudices and these views about male and female roles, I think it's important to understand why it is that we do have them. And it is ultimately how we approach them and how we treat others, regardless of their gender, that makes a difference, and it's really all about the enlightened virtual self, rather than making assumptions about others. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and I hope others will weigh in with their thoughts, and I'll see you around the board.